They got it.
They did.
They got it.
Yeah,
they got it.
Big moment.
Wow,
big doings.
The KLOS $100,000 name game was up to
$13,400
until last hour,
and
somebody guessed
the right answer. Should we say it? We'll get the audio for you, but in the meantime, if you've been Livermorium
is the right.
You know, the famous liver. I can't believe they didn't get it on the first guess.
Right, because it's the most well known.
Everybody's got a little Livermorium hanging around their house. You can clean with it in the kitchen. You know, it's good to de-germize.
Yeah, so we're gonna start over at $200 this hour.
Wow. Yeah.
Woo! $200.
So there's nothing wrong with $200.
I'll take $200.
Right.
I'll take $13,000 too.
We also have a lot of giveaways. We have tickets for the LA Kings against the Seattle Kraken. We have Disneyland resort tickets.
And
there's a lot of Metallica news today. We will tell you about it when we come back.
Very exciting.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, or Kevin and Stewart in the afternoon.
Sorry.
My bad.
You get one.
I apologize.
You get one, Mom.
Kevin and Stu.
There you go.
That's what I meant to say.
Sluggo, come home!
Sluggo is really milking it. Yeah. I talked to him today and he was like, I feel fine.
I feel good.
Yeah. All right. When did your test come back? Positive.
Fakey McFakerson.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's talk Metallica, shall we?
Let's do it.
There's new Metallica stuff today.
Do you know the last time Metallica released a record was 6 years ago?
I did not know that.
It flew past.
Wow.
Anyway.
All right. So what do we have? What do we know?
We got the new information.
Okay.
The new record is coming out in April.
April of 2023.
April 14th of 2023. Mark your calendars now. It's going to be called 72 Seasons. It's like, okay, that's cool. What does that mean? We'll get that later. But the possibly even more exciting news is the Metallica tour that they are mounting.
Correct.
Called M72. And it's coming here to Los Angeles, SoFi Stadium, next August. But what's unique, they always reinvent stuff. They're
I really do like this.
Really bitching. So every performance on this tour in every town is a two-night event. Two different shows, two different set lists, two different opening acts.
What? That's pretty cool.
And furthermore, and this was a cool part on the press release, they said they tried, and not every, but in our case, it is true. The first show will occur on a Friday night, and the second show will be on Sunday. And they're going to be, whatever happens on Saturday is yet TBD.
Right.
But they're going to, like, have everybody, like, do stuff to hang out together with other like-minded Metallica
That Saturday?
I guess Yeah.
No kidding.
Like, it's bitching.
That's pretty cool. And by the way, we have tickets for the tour coming up a little bit later on. We'll tell you how to win those.
That's the most important part.
And we have a new song. Hey. How do you say this? Lux Eterna?
Lux Eterna. But it's...
What's the A-E?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a combination A-E letter, I guess. It's
it looks
Roman
like one letter. It was like one of the letters that Elon Musk named one of his kids.
Yeah. Oh, did he do that?
Yeah.
That's not surprising. The insurance company Aetna spells it that way.
Sure.
And that's how you pronounce it.
Here's a new Metallica song called Lux Eterna. Kind of like a love ballad.
So that's that's the ballad off of the track. Metallica really going for the pop ads.
That is brand new Metallica called Lux Eterna.
Eterna.
And we have on this program between now and 6, your chance to win tickets to see Metallica next year.
Yeah.
When they come to SoFi.
We're going to give you tickets for both nights.
They're going to come August 25th, and they're going to do one show, one set list with a certain opening band.
Right.
And then they're going to wait a night, and then two nights later, they're going to do a whole different set list, different opening band, different everything.
Yeah.
And you get tickets for both.
Yeah.
And what you're listening for is any Metallica song.
We're going to
play KLOS.
Yeah.
The next time you hear a Metallica song, be calling 13 at 818-955-KLOS.
You also, by the way, will qualify to go to this backstage American whiskey, blackened American whiskey party.
I don't have any of that.
It's an experience. Well, you know, I couldn't give you everything.
Okay.
So, So your chances are really pretty damn good of getting into that, because we're going to pick five winners.
Oh, we are.
Uh-huh. We're going to do that. I can't believe it either.
You told me anything.
I can't believe it. And I don't have it in front of me right now, but the opening acts for L.A. have already been announced.
Oh, have they?
Yeah. And
Air Supply.
Air Supply is one of them, and I think Captain and Tennille are the other. So
are they still alive?
No, they're dead.
Okay.
But, you know, they're like a Menudo, and they have a different captain and stuff. So. What?
All right, you're listening for any Metallica song. When you hear it, be caller 13, and you'll win all those tickets from KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo Show, although that name is at risk, I would guess.
Yeah, more and more every day.
Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Sligo's been gone for, I think it's almost a month now.
Now, how could we configure that graphic so it says Kevin and Stu?
I mean, we had Kirk did that for us already last week, if you recall.
Kirk, get cracking, bud.
All right. Sligo?
Yeah, what is this little thing you guys do? I don't remember. It's been so long. It sounds boring. I'd rather stay home. This is nice.
Yeah. You still have the vid?
I do. I have the 19, man. I have a big 19. I'm rocking it hard, man.
COVID-19.
When was the last time you took a test?
Let's see. I think 8th grade, and then I dropped out after that.
No, I mean a COVID test. I'm talking about.
Yeah, this morning, actually. I took another one this morning here in Vegas. I mean... here in Los Angeles, where I've been, I haven't been in Las Vegas this whole time. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, how was the show?
It was great. I mean, what show?
I love Lin Shin. Shin Lim. He's the best magician out there.
Yeah, I'm out here at the Chicken Ranch, and I. Listen, I got to tell you, man. Though this Paxlovid thing they gave me the first day, I was insanely sick, like crazy, all the flu symptoms. It was horrible.
Right.
Then they gave me this Paxlovid crap because I'm ancient and in terrible shape. And they're like, ooh, you're going to die, you rotten old man. So take this. 6 pills a day, 5 days, 30 pills altogether.
Wow.
It made everything just vanish. Like all my regular symptoms, all the cold things, vanished.
Do you feel normal now?
Weird. I can tell that it's still hanging out, like a mother-in-law spying on you, you know, when you're...
Now he's doing the phone is breaking up thing.
Right. Yeah, jeez, we get it. Man. We're going along with it, dude. You don't have to do the thing with the phone, too.
Come on.
But yeah, otherwise, I don't feel better because I can still feel it, but it's back of it stuff is a
problem. You can't understand.
Well, it's because he's out there by Zizek's Road, wherever he's out there, you know, in the middle of I-15 somewhere. That's why.
You don't have to go quite that far, Sligo. We're not tracing the call.
Wait a minute. Let me move.
Okay.
Let me move from the... third floor.
So, okay.
How do those 30 pills? Do they give you a buzz? Do they do anything fun?
Is there a buzz with the buzz?
No, nothing at all.
So you just mash them up
on the good old Mary Jane just to keep it going.
Did you try to snort them?
Yeah, you mashed them up and snorted them, right?
Did you try?
Of course. I mean, what haven't I? You know,
it burns.
Of
course. So, is this all the way through Christmas? Like, do you hate Christmas as well as you did Thanksgiving?
Oh, dude, Christmas blows. Yeah. I'm thinking maybe I'll come back in for like a week or so, and then oh, darn, I've got it again.
What a shame.
Yeah, and take the rest of the year off.
Use the word bounce back. That's a popular one. The Paxlovid bounce back or whatever it's called.
Yeah, one of those, a Clovid bounce back.
Sure,
I got one of those.
Okay. All right, well, you sound fine to me.
You want me to put money on 13 on roulette for you?
If you don't mind, yes. If you don't mind.
Put it all on black.
And if it wins once, let it ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, let it ride.
All right. Feel better? Question mark?
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Sluggo is still out, so Stu is still in.
I'm still healthy.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
We're giving away Metallica tickets. This is brand new information. We're giving that away. The next time you hear a Metallica song, you're going to win tickets to two different tour nights. Two nights, two different sets. Two different opening acts in the round at SoFi.
It's going to be amazing. You're going to be so, so freaking thrilled that you went. Oh, by the way, do we care what those acts are?
Sure.
Because
if you have them.
I do. Right. I did. The
Stu has like 7,500 pieces.
I have a lot going on here, but it is Mammoth WVH.
Great.
And is it? Oh, hold on a second. I don't want to.
That's a great opening, man.
Yeah. Pantera and Mammoth WVH.
All right.
And then the other night is Five Finger Death Punch with Ice Nine Kills.
All right.
Wild.
All right. That sounds, and we're going to give you tickets to both when you hear a Metallica song.
You get to see all of that.
All right. This weekend, and this is going to be the phone topic. You hurt yourself because you're an idiot. this weekend, my daughter was here. Huh. And so she was staying with me.
Lovely.
And she likes it to be dark in her room. So I was still sitting out. I have a chair that I write in. I'm writing a book, and I sit there and I write, and I have a little lamp. Uh-huh. And the lamp shines right down the hallway and sort of right at her door. So cool. Bugs her. So to not bug her, I opened the bathroom door.
Okay.
In between where I was and where she was.
To create a little shade for her.
Into the middle of the hallway.
I can't see where this is headed.
Yep. So then I went over to check the door to make sure it was locked, and I turned off all the lights, which I always do because I know the place inside and out. Uh-huh. And my alarm on my phone went off in my room, and I didn't want to wake her up. So I don't want to say I was running. I was fast walking. And it was one of those deals where you feel it before you see it.
Mm-hmm.
right in the top of my head. Boom!
Boom, yeah.
Knocked me to my knees.
See a flash of light?
I didn't. It took me a second to go,
what?
Why am I on my knees? What just happened? Why does my head hurt so much?
Why am I cussing so much?
And so then all weekend I had some pretty massive headaches.
Yeah.
And some dizziness.
I don't see a welt or anything.
Right here, no, it's bruising. Gone down quite a bit.
Has it?
Yes, it has. I put ice on it all weekend. But there was a giant welt there. But
now, is that going to go into the book?
No. That's just, I do that. That's almost a weekly thing.
Jeez. You ever step on a rake?
No.
No, all right.
I have not. That's a cartoon injury. Have you done that? That's what they do on cartoons.
I haven't done that.
Okay.
Yet.
What's the dumbest thing you've done that you hurt yourself? And then we'll take calls.
Geez. I am, I'm still nursing this broken ankle.
Yeah, but that's not you. That's
not
the guy behind
you. Right. Yeah, I know. But that's all I can think about.
Mine was I can't think of any of my own.
A million times I hit my thumb with a hammer.
Sure.
Or, that kind of dumb thing. Geez. Okay. Here's kind of one.
Mm-hmm.
I had a cat. And she was kind of crazy. And
really? A cat was crazy?
Well, this cat was crazier than most cats. Mm-hmm. And I misread the signs, and I picked her up. And I'm like, here we go. You got to get out of this room, because there was a situation going down in the room about to be. And I'm like, you can't be in here.
Right.
Right. And just a second, honey, let me get the cat out of here. And I had him in both hands, and I'm trying to sort of use his arm or body to crack the door open to get him so I can,
right.
Instead of using... transferred
into
one
hand.
Cats
work with you well.
They don't.
No.
And this one said, you know what? I've had enough of this. Here's a nice claw. Boom. Right into where I still have the.
Oh my God.
Yeah. A long and deep across both sections of my finger, across the joint. I still have it.
And that cat meant it.
Oh, very much. Very much. We didn't talk for a couple of days after that. God rest her little feline soul. But yeah.
I'm sorry. Did she pass away?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a while ago.
818-955-KLOS is the phone number. You hurt yourself, and it was your fault. You were just an idiot.
You dumb, dumb.
Right. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. I ran into a door. Sure. That happened this weekend. Ran into a door, knocked myself almost out.
Just a head injury. You should
head
have
injury.
It should have come along with a toe stub, I think. I think you,
did
you stated on the.
I did. I got away with it. So we're talking about stupid self-injuries. KLOS, hello. You had one?
I'm a painter, right? So I was kneeling down. I placed my tools on top of an AC on the exterior of a house.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they kind of pop out?
Yeah, sure.
So I put my tools on the top, and I'm leaning over. And I opened the paint bucket. I'm like, all right, my tools are on top of, right, pretty much right above my head. So I put them there so I don't hit my head on top.
Right.
And I open up the paint bucket. I snap it open. And I stand right up like an idiot. I stand right up and hit the freaking, right on my forehead, right on the corner of it.
Oh.
Of the AC. And I start bleeding. And I gash. And it was like, oh, so I just punched something. But I kept it quiet. And I was just like, oh, my God. Like, it was just so frustrating.
How long did it bleed? Were you able to stop it yourself?
For about a solid hour. I was like, should I go to the hospital or not?
I like guys are dumb that way, because it's like 45 minutes later and you're still like, bleeding. I don't know if I need to go.
Did you get any blood in the paint?
Exactly. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to ride it out. I'm not going to go to the hospital. I'm already here at work. Whatever.
I'm going to ride it out. All right. Thank you for calling. I hope you're painting in red. KLOS, hello.
Hello. Dumb self-inflicted injury.
Please.
Yes, I was living alone at the time, and I had purchased these fish patties, the frozen fish patties.
Right.
I was trying to separate one.
Yeah.
Using a steak knife.
Right.
Holding it in one hand, using a steak knife in the other, and the steak knife went right into my left hand.
Oh, yeah. That hurts.
Damaged the nerve, and I can still feel it, and that was 25 years ago.
Did you get medical help? That's my man.
I guess, yeah.
That's my man. Men are dumb. Yeah. Men are dumb.
I guess.
That's just the way it is. 818-955-KLOS. Self-injuries that were hilarious. Stu is in for Sluggo. Don't forget you're listening for Metallica.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
As soon as we play a Metallica song, Be Color 13, you'll win two tickets to Metallica's M72 World Tour, just announced. Two different nights, two different sets, two different opening acts in the round at SoFi Stadium.
Dude, this is the greatest thing in a long time.
Yeah.
They're just giving you massive amounts of cash. This is pretty damn close. You go and see twice.
So just listen for any Metallica song and Be Caller 13. Right now, we are talking about injuring yourself in a stupid way. I ran into a door this weekend. Gave myself a bit of a concussion. And you did what?
I had this shark jaws. I screwed it to the top of my door jamb with it open.
Did you say shark jaws?
Yes, a shark jaw.
I'm sorry, then your phone cut out. So you screwed it into the top.
Yeah, so it's like opened.
Right.
My door jam.
Right.
And I was messing around right there, and I had to climb up a little bit higher, so I got a sawhorse. And I stood on the sawhorse, and I slammed my head right into that jaws.
Oh!
And it punctured my head like four times.
Oh, my God!
Well, you got attacked by a shark without even having to go in the water.
And you know what? That's the funny thing, because I had to go to emergency. It was that bad. So we're sitting there eating dinner, thinking it's all good, and now I got blood dripping down my face. So that's when I had to go to the hospital.
Good times.
Wow.
How long was that hospital visit?
It was at least an hour and a half. They gave me 8 staples in my head.
I was just about to ask. Stitches, staples, staples. Good.
Staples.
Staples. And it was so funny because the doctor said, what happened? I said, I got attacked by a shark.
Of course you did.
Do you?
Really, really? And I finally told him the truth.
No! No, don't tell him the truth. You got attacked by a shark. That's funny.
Yeah, that's way better. Way better.
He brought the nurses over, and they're like, oh, my God. And then they started laughing, and they're like all looking at my head and stuff.
Do you still have that shark jaw on the wall?
Oh, no. I gave it away.
That's too bad.
With the flesh still hanging on it.
Yeah. Your head still on it.
It was a good story, but, I had to tell the truth. At the hospital, and they were just all, oh, no way, and they started laughing at me.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, they should have been. So all good.
Thanks for telling us the truth.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. 818-955-KLOS. You injured yourself doing something stupid. A Metallica song. You're going to win two tickets to Metallica's M72 World Tour. It's two nights, two different sets, two different opening acts in the round at SoFi.
Life-changing.
As soon as you hear a Metallica song, Be Color 13. Right now, what we're doing is taking calls on hurting yourself in a stupid way. You did that?
Can I share my story with you?
Yes, you hurt yourself in a stupid way?
Okay, picture it. It's 1987. I've got the whole house to myself. My parents are out of town. I decide, now mind you, my body was not bikini worthy, but I was going to go up on top of the garage and I was going to lay out topless for the first time. I was going to do it.
Yes, this is a great story.
Go on.
So I haul out all my good stuff. I get it up on top of the garage, get my dad's ladder, get up there. I go and I pluck 3 lemons off of the tree because, if you're going to have the savage tan, you got to have bleach blonde, the sunlight, the highlights to go with
it. Sure, of course.
Onions? Okay.
So I juice the lemons and I take it up to the top. Poison is blasting on the radio. I like some poor man's Tawny Kitaen, pour the lemon juice over my head, and pluck, a lemon seed goes right in my ear.
Oh.
So I try to flick it out, and it goes all the way in my ear.
Oh, my God.
My brain.
Are you saying your brain?
I'm topless on top of my dad's garage with this huge lemon seed down in my ear. Call my brother to come out, pick me up, and take me to the emergency room to get the damn seed taken out of my ear. I'm trying to explain the whole story, and it's so stupid.
Oh, no. You should have made up a different story altogether.
Even the emergency doctor, the emergency room doctor, was laughing.
I mean, he did the right thing by laughing.
I really, really thought this was going to end with you falling off the roof in some way. For sure.
Yeah, so you're lucky. You only got something in your head, your brain.
I thought I was going to be so sexy, topless, with golden hair.
I'm aroused. I'm totally aroused. Turn that poison off, but other than that, it's good.
'87, you know, you got a picture.
Hey,
sure, of course.
You gotta cry tough, girl.
Oh, dear God. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hi, is this KLOS?
It is, yes. We're talking about injuring yourself by doing something stupid.
Yeah, I lost my eye pulling out drywall at a job site.
Lost your eye completely?
Oh.
It's gone now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh. Okay.
What happened?
I was pulling drywall out of a ceiling, and I pulled a piece out, and it flipped back and hit me in the eye.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I ended up losing my eye.
Oh, my Dude. God.
Oh,
you had safety glasses, but they were
on your head like a beret.
Yeah.
The top of your head was safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you went right to the hospital.
No, actually, I went to Carl's Jr.
I went to Carl's
Jr. afterwards.
As you do, of course.
Of course. You go to Carl's Jr. on your way to the hospital.
Yeah,
that's how
it works.
Take
a Western bacon cheeseburger and an eyeball, please.
Thank you for calling. Give me five
songs in a row with Kevin and Slobo.
Five songs in a row with a theme, and the theme today is binging Mr. Tom Petty.
Good.
Tom Petty.
We totally know how to work this equipment, by the way. Just saying.
818-955-KLOS if you have a suggestion for Tom Petty, or you can reach us on Twitter at Kevin and Slugga.
You want a new bong is what you want, Tom Petty.
Seven, get up on your station. 95.5 KLOS.
It is Give Me Five. Five songs in a row with a theme. And the theme today, as if you can tell, is we are binging Mr. Tom Petty.
Seems to be.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That is Give Me Five. Five songs in a row. We were binging.
What were we doing with that one?
Binging Tom Petty.
Oh,
is what we were doing.
All Tom Petty songs.
That was almost zero mistakes after we started.
Not
bad. Complete disaster.
No, it was good. You got all six mistakes right in the space of like 10 seconds. Way to go. I'm still learning from the great Kevin Kevin Ryder.
Ryder, yeah. I did.
Ryder.
I did screw up just about in every way.
That was good.
All at once.
Dude.
Right?
Hell
it's
yes.
Not easy to make that many mistakes in that short of amount of time.
That's why you work with a pro like this guy. All right, Sluggo has trained you well.
95.5 KLOS, out of California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. What do you think about the Loch Ness Monster?
That's one of my favorite weirdnesses ever.
Same.
Yeah. You and your little friend Bean went to Loch Ness.
We did, yeah.
Took one of those little tour boats to see if you could see Nessie.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to see Nessie, you were firing guns into the water to try and kill it, right?
It was dark, so we couldn't see into the water. And they provided us with weapons, so yes, we used them. What are we supposed to do?
They provided you with guns?
Yes, they did.
I am so going to Scotland,
man. It was pretty great.
I'm on my way.
There's a molecular ecologist named Professor Matthew Sweet who has his own theory on the Loch Ness Monster.
Okay.
And in his tweet, he says, back in the day, travelers or explorers would draw what they saw. This is where many sea monster stories come from. Tentacled and alien-esque appendages emerging from the water, giving belief to something more sinister lurking beneath. However, Professor Matthew Sweet says, in many cases, it was just whale penises.
You were saying some really weird stuff today.
Yeah.
Whale penises.
In many cases.
Detachable whale penis.
I didn't say detached.
Double whale penis.
He just said in most cases it was...
So they're upside down? Do they have them in the usual...
I don't
place
understand
them on their head, right?
That's why on the Heineken 00 hotline, we're going to talk to Professor Matthew Sweet.
Oh, wow.
And get his explanation of exactly what he means by this.
Hello?
Hello, sir.
Hi, yes, this is Professor Matthew Sweet. How are you?
We're wonderful. Great. Thank you for calling today. We appreciate it.
By the way, I'm not the same Matthew Sweet who had the hit song Girlfriend in 1991.
I was thinking of, I was wondering.
Everybody thinks of it. It makes me crazy.
Well, I'm glad I didn't say it then.
Let me start by telling you right away, that's not me.
Oh, that's okay, not good. You.
Thank you for clearing that up.
How do you
You're welcome. Now we can get on with the important stuff like whale penises.
Okay. How do you know what people were drawing was a whale penis?
Listen, it's simple fact. If you look at the old maps from the maritime days of people out in the oceans, mm-hmm. when they talk about the huge sea creatures mm-hmm. that are coming out of the water, if you look at the shape of the tentacle, it's identical to a whale's penis. And that's what they were seeing. They just drew it because they didn't know any better.
So the whales were upside down, but near the top of the water?
Yes, listen, whales, when they mate, okay, they have several male whales in the area with one female whale,
mm-hmm.
a cow.
That's right.
I love the way you talk, and, sir.
Very exciting.
I love that sound.
And they're taking turns with the lady whale.
Mm-hmm.
And so while they're waiting for their turn, they're swimming around and they breach out of the water. And when they breach, they often go on the belly up. And that's when you see the huge extended male whale penis in the air.
And it looks a bit like the Loch
Ness. Huge! It's a huge penis!
It is big.
And it looks a bit like the Loch Ness Monster.
You got to see a big whale dong to really appreciate it.
I don't want to. How big are they? Do you have information on that?
Miles!
Wow!
Miles!
Holy cow! Amy, you would think that people going out whale watching would be in for quite a show. Usually, I don't remember anybody coming back from one of those with this kind of story.
Well, because they're not breeding all the time, for God's sake. They're not sex maniacs. They have other things to do, okay?
All right.
They're eating krill and things, all
right? Right.
Just gotta do other things. They're not just all banging all day long.
Right.
Although that would be a great life to be a whale. With a huge penis banging all day long.
That would be pretty phenomenal.
That's why I want to come back as a huge penis whale. In the next life.
Call them penis whales?
Oh, yeah, it's a special breed. I know these things. I'm a professor.
I've heard that, yes. You also sing a song that we love.
Yeah.
The guy with the song from 1991.
It's not you. Okay,
oh, all right.
Thank you for taking the time today, sir.
Well, thank you for talking penis.
I'm concerned about this, what I see on this piece of paper about what we're going to talk about now. I don't like those two words being put together.
Oh, yes, you do.
But I'm going to pretend I don't like
you
those two
it.
Words
you
being
love
put
it,
together.
And you also love it. The two words are monkey sex. All right, listen. In the Trentham Monkey Forest.
Sure, one of my favorites.
In Britain.
Mm-hmm. In mediocre Britain, not Great Britain.
They're trying to figure out how to get endangered Barbary. I'm relatively sure this is right, and I'm sure that I will get corrected if not. I think the monkey is called a macaca.
Excuse me? Macaca?
I think.
Monkey? Is that what it says on the official article there you're reading from the newspaper?
It didn't give me a pronunciation, so
right.
I went to
that seems to make sense. Oh,
look for it.
You actually looked it up.
Yes.
Check you out.
And it's a macaca. So,
all right, there's three words I don't like.
And apparently it's mating season. And
woo-hoo!
It's the end of mating season.
Oh, get it on. Hurry up.
And they're not getting it on.
Oh, monkeys.
Right?
Come on.
So the Trentham Monkey Forest on Sunday, this past Sunday,
right,
hired a Motown singer, David Largic.
Oh, this is getting weird.
To serenade the monkeys to help them get it on at the end of this year's mating season.
Is this going to be Ralph singing?
No.
Wow, really?
This is real.
This is real. You can look this up.
There's a guy, I'll post it on at Kevin and Sligo.
Okay.
There's a guy standing in the middle of the forest.
Yeah.
This looks like an opening with some grass. And he's standing there and he's singing. He's a Marvin Gaye impersonator. So he's singing Let's Get It On and
monkeys.
Sexual healing to the monkeys. Because they think it might help.
Wait, don't say yet whether or not it worked, because I want to save that. But you got audio of him singing?
We do.
I'm picturing him standing in the forest now.
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah, yeah.
If your job is to get the macaca to
get it on,
mm-hmm. what
I mean, do you think maybe the music that we find sexy, they find sexy?
Well, they are close to us.
Does that come to your mind?
No, that doesn't come to my mind. No.
You get an impersonator for Marvin Gaye?
Personally, I don't care if they get it on.
Why not just play Marvin Gaye's music?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably a copyright thing. Like the monkeys have been turning them in and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Marvin Gaye's people are really on top of...
All right. Are you ready to hear David singing to the Macacos?
Oh, David. Come on, chimpanzee.
Right?
Macaca. Get it on with that, Macaca. Come on.
This is a real thing.
He's not even very...
He's
with apologies to David. You're not very good.
He's not good.
No, the monkeys are probably throwing poo.
If the Macacos are trusting David...
They're flinging poo. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't immediately clear whether the music encouraged the animals to get down to business. The tongue-in-cheek concert did serve as an important reminder just how important mating season is for the monkey forest.
Man, I'd forgotten. It's a good thing they reminded me.
What am I supposed to do about that?
Send money now.
I understand it's important.
You can adopt a horny monkey.
There are up to 140 Barbary macacas. An endangered species of monkey with fewer than 8,000 remaining worldwide.
No.
So they really need the macaca to bang.
Yeah. Maybe we could suggest a better playlist for them.
I don't know. Like,
I mean, I guess if you're Marvin Gaye, I guess you're going to 101 strings. Maybe they're more classical monkeys.
I don't know. I don't think the macacas are classical. No, they're probably punks.
Hey, look at the time.
Time.
Almost time.
For people are dumb.
They're about.
Dumb.
People are dumb. When you're a dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Today's story comes from the hotbed of crime that is Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Deputies were called to the Clackamas Promenade at about 3:30 in the afternoon on Monday after a theft at a Kohl's department store.
And they were like, why does you have such a stupid name for your mall?
I think that's the name of the town?
Sure, okay.
I want to say.
All right.
Two men were reported to be involved. One who ran into the store, grabbed a whole bunch of clothes and items from Kohl's.
So like $8 worth of stuff.
Right. And then the other guy stood out in the parking lot next to the getaway car.
Okay. Just stood there.
I don't know what his job was.
Shouldn't he be revving it? Like, rum, rum.
Right. You would think so.
We're going to get some really cool clothes in a minute.
But they had turned the car off.
Oh, dudes. Come on, man.
And
thieving 101.
They threw everything into their back of their car.
Right.
And they tried to start the car, and the battery was dead. So they started feverishly running around going, can somebody give us a jump? Because, you know, people in the parking lot probably didn't see what was going on.
Yeah, but they're right outside the doors, right? Yes. Pretty much.
Somebody please give us a jump. And before they could get their car jumped, deputies arrived.
Right, and they show up, they start to go in, and the guys are working in the store like, that's them right there. These idiots.
Inside the car, deputies found bags of clothing from other stores, laptops, phones, stolen credit cards, Oregon ID cards, a magnetic card writer, counterfeit cash and drugs, among other things.
But no jumper cables to, just in case.
Nope, the car would not start. One guy offered the other guy $1,000 to take the fall, and the other guy goes, no.
A grand?
Yes, for
a
grand.
Are you kidding me? This is some serious larceny at this point. Wow.
So they then one of them told the deputy that it's not my car, and the stuff in it isn't mine, it's my wife's.
I wasn't there, man. I didn't do it.
Right.
It's my wife's.
And so they were arrested because they... had a dead battery in their car.
You know, the getaway car is an integral part of your
And if you've got
day.
A guy standing watch over it.
Make sure that he knows.
Why isn't the car running?
Right.
I don't understand this.
Well, because...
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
We have tickets for the LA Kings. They play the Seattle Kraken tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. Or we have four tickets for you if you want to be caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Sligo's still sick, he claims.
Yeah.
Says he has COVID.
Oh, no.
I don't believe it. We have tickets for you to the Disneyland Resort. Interested?
Sluggo would be.
Four one-day park tickets. Sluggo did go last week. Four one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure to experience Disney Festival of Holidays or Disney Viva Navidad Street Party.
There is no place more festive and holiday-ish than Disneyland for the holidays, and you get to be the hero and bring the whole family.
We will give away four tickets to Caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Mel.
Mel? M-E-L? Yeah.
Like from the diner?
M-E-L.
All right.
Yes.
Mel, you're caller 13.
Awesome.
That means you get four one-day, one-park tickets to Disneyland or Disney California Adventure experience.
Who can Mel?
Awesome. I'll take my kids, man. My son just turned 30. My daughter turned 28.
They're going to be so enchanted.
Yeah.
You're going to hold their hand and everything.
Man. That sounds fun. Awesome. Enjoy yourself, and thanks for listening to KLOS.
All the time.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Who's this?
Ryan Higgins.
Ryan Higgins. Higgins. Tell the man what he's won, Stu.
Ryan, I hope you like Metallica. I hope you like him twice.
Hell yeah.
I hope you like to go see him two different nights, because, dude, that's what you're going to. Two tickets for two shows, two different set lists, two different opening acts. It's the M72 No Repeat Weekend, bro. You're going!
That's amazing, man.
It's going to be at SoFi Stadium August 25th and 27th. And for everybody else, tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. But you got in because you called, even though you thought you wouldn't make it.
Well done, dude.
Yeah, I've been calling for like this name game and everything, and like no, and I get through, and I get through for this. It's like crazy.
Over listen, into that door.
It sounded like there was a lot going on there, but there wasn't. Take my word for it. It's all good. All right. Listen, somebody won the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Yeah, they did.
$13,400.
Well, it's just time for a new era.
Correct,
a
yes.
A new page.
The last answer was Livermorium, by the way, if you're curious. Right now, we will take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. To play the KLOS $100,000 name game with a total jackpot $200.
Ding, 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 ding. Wow.
Good luck. Bucks. KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Preston.
Preston, you're caller 13.
No, I'm not.
Preston!
You are caller 13.
Great.
The pot is all the way up to $200.
Yeah, it's nothing to sneeze at.
I'm glad you feel that way.
Good. We are looking for a popular flavor of soup. We don't have two last guesses to give you because it's brand new.
Yeah, you're brand new.
Right off my mind, sorry to block you, but French onion.
French onion.
Oh.
Good guess. Is incorrect.
That sounds good, but not good enough.
Thank you for helping us build the pot, though. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, bye now.
Bye, Preston.
$400 next hour.
What?
Speaking of the name game.
We should do that.
Let's do it.
The name game.
The name game. It is the KLOS $100,000 name game. Let's see. We'll take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Caller 13. You get your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. Good luck.
995. Oh, yeah. What's that thing? The name game. Over and over. And over listen, into that door.
It sounded like there was a lot going on there, but there wasn't. Take my word for it. It's all good. Listen, we didn't record the call.
Hi, KLOS.
The winner.
Am I on the air?
What's his name? Rod?
I'm Ron? This is Rod.
Ron?
Did I win?
No.
Am I caller 13?
You're caller 13, though, and you get to play.
I am?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We were looking for a popular flavor of soup.
Oh, I was hoping you'd still be looking for the chemical.
That's what he said.
I know chemicals.
Nope, it was Livermorium.
Livermore, that's a really crappy soup.
Wouldn't have known that one.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
The last guess was French onion.
What was the last guess? That was going to be my guess!
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So what's your guess now?
I know. This is going to be it. New England clam chowder. I'll take the money now. Thank you.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
So that's a recreation of the phone call.
And that's pretty much how it went.
Correct. So it's $600 in the next hour between 5 and 6.
Listen, it happens.
You are on a streak.
It happens. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
We had a winner of $13,400.
Amazing. Amazing.
A man by the name of Greg came up with Livermorium.
He knew all about Livermorium because he was a celebrated chemist.
We had several people call say they were chemists, and they were wrong, but he got it right for $13,400.
Greg with two G's. You got 13. You can buy another G with that $13,400, dude. And this phase that we're going to now involves soup, and I predict it will go even higher.
We're looking for a popular flavor of soup. The last two guesses were New England clam chowder and French onion.
I love soup. Nothing so I like to eat more.
Be caller 13 right now. 818-955-KLOS. KLOS, who's this?
Oh, my God. This is... Hello?
Hi. Who is this?
Hi. It's Keiko.
Keiko. You are caller 13, Keiko.
Oh, my God. Hi. Hi.
All right. We are looking for a popular flavor of soup.
Yes.
Do you like soup, Keiko?
I do. I'm a drinking one, too.
It's a whiskey soup.
The last two guesses were New England clam chowder and French onion. What is your guess?
It is going to be miso soup.
Of course it would be miso, but it's not miso.
It's not miso. Unfortunately, that's incorrect.
I love that she guessed miso, though.
Thank you for trying.
Love you guys. All right. Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye now. Tomorrow morning, tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 o'clock, it'll be worth $800.
800 bones.
Correct.
Right. Bye.
Okay. Bye. I thought you were still on the line.